Welcome back. It's been quite a week. Jackie's still missing and questioning is still Hamas.
That's right. Tonight, another $650 million sent to Israel. Right, Jenny?
That's right, Erica. We're here in Gaza where sand people are being pushed out so the chosen people can finally come home. Please help. Ugh, get off me.
Ooh, sounds like there was some kind of explosion out there.
Yeah, good thing it's just sand people.
Yeah. Jenny, maybe get a reaction from someone on the ground for us.
أنا بن آدم قاعد من أكل ولا شرب ولا إشي ولا ولا مصادر للحياة في الطريق ما فيش وين المؤسسات الدولية.
Yeah, what he said, right, Tom?
I have no idea what he just said.
Yeah, probably something sandy. In other news, our greatest ally just bombed Qatar. Whoops.
That's right. Qatar is supposed to be the mediator of peace, and now America has to decide how we're going to finish off the sand people. Let's go live to Charlie and Shapirostein.
Israel bombed Qatar. It's like, maybe we should also ask a question. Is the media totally presenting the truth when it comes to Israel? Just a question, you know, that maybe we shouldn't believe everything the media says.
Stick to the goy slop or you'll end up like Jackie, last warning. Shapirostein, tell him what it means to be chosen.
I'm overtly pro-Israel, right? I mean, I'm not making any bones about this. I'm a Jew and I'm a Zionist. I'm not going to pretend that to say otherwise would be absolutely silly. The
Ben,
perception of the legacy media is like owned by the Jews. And
I was going to say, Ben, you Jews own the media, Ben.
Shut it down. Everybody say bye-bye to Kirkberg.
I didn't know Charlie was based like that.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't end up like Jackie.
Hello, this is Mossad.
Charlie's on at noon. Utah.
I'll be there.
Good call, Producer Berg. In other news, the IDF just got caught sniping sand people trying to get food and resources for their starving families. Check it out. Those people are literally Satan.
Yeah, you're talking about the sand people, right? Right?
Thanks, guys. It's a beautiful day here in Utah, where Charlie is hosting a fair and open debate. Students are just arriving now.
You first, Tyler.
We're here at Utah Valley University, where many are bracing for Mr. Kirkberg's new round of antiseptic hate about loving Jesus.
Abortion is good. You don't even let me talk. Ugh.
What is a woman?
Bigot!
What do you think of Charlie?
Fascist! Racist!
He should be not alive just for having an opinion.
Truly the marketplace of ideas.
We need to thank God and turn to Jesus Christ.
What do you think of Charlie?
I love Charlie. Might disagree with Israel, but he's a good dude.
Oh, we got him.
Good luck with whatever this is. I'm going to go this way. You should go jump over there where we kept the cameras on.
You want one?
The suspect is still at large. Officials say it could take exactly 33 hours to let Mossad fly back to Israel.
Good. So we can put that conspiracy to rest. Right, John?
That's right. And rumors say we should fight over whether or not it's the left or right.
Good call. That way they won't notice and end up antiseptic.
Look, you stupid goyim. Just because Israel was the first to report his death, we found the private jet, and Charlie was getting too big to suppress, doesn't mean we funded this one. Just ask Mossad Youssef.
We live in democracy, and we have the right to bring them up and to bring them down.
Good call, Mossad. We're here in the so-called city of tolerance.
You white racist.
But apparently it doesn't apply to everyone.
He said my clump of cells was made in the image of God. Not here, baby. Not in this community, it ain't.
Yeah. We're back here at Utah Valley University. Just a normal day after last night's big debate. What do you think about everything that went down?
Honestly, he deserved it.
Affirm my gender.
Affirm my gender.
Clump of cells.
Clump of cells.
I am a black woman.
Woman.
Clump of cells.
Honestly, if you just read the Civil Rights Act, none of this would have even been controversial. His opinion is discredited for being white.
Aren't you white?
I'm Israeli. Wow, I didn't realize people would be celebrating an innocent man's death.
It's got to be something they put in those vaccines.
These people need God. Right, Dennis? It's true. They'd crucify Jesus again if they could. Anyways, rest in peace to Charlie. And if you are still not following Jake GTV, you are a retarded little loser.